It's 88.5 KCSN. Jeff Penfield joined right now by a guy who you may know as the voice of Keane, but now he's out on his own and doing a fantastic job on his new album, The Wave. I'm joined by Tom Chaplin. Thank you so much for taking some time before your show today.
Absolute pleasure.
Speaking of your album, The Wave, you know, this is kind of deals with a lot of difficult subjects in your life. And fortunately, you know, this is something that can be difficult to discuss, but not only it seems in the record, but also, you know, since then with some of the interviews I've seen, you've been very open about it, which is great to see. But, you know, it comes from a place of turmoil in your life. And did you start writing, were any of the songs that ended up on the record kind of from during that time, or was this after you had kind of cleaned up and you had kind of gotten your life back on track?
Basically, all of the songs came during 2015. So I got, so 2014 was kind of, you know, pretty much the worst year of my life in many respects. You know, I just sort of completely hit the skids, and it was, by the end of that year, things were pretty desperate. And I had started writing some songs by that point, but no, I don't think any that made the cut for the final record. Plus, you know, their outlook, the songs at that point, the outlook was kind of different with them. So yeah, 2015, beginning of the year, I got myself clean and sober and started to face up to a lot of things in my life. And a few months later, I started to write again. It was strange because, you know, I went basically from being this person who couldn't even sit down at a piano for 5 minutes. I sort of went from that guy to someone who was just writing pretty much every day, and it became a kind of, it really gathered a kind of incredible momentum.
Buried in the rubble, there's a boy in trouble, reaching for a piece of the sky, clawing at the wreckage, sending out a message, dying to get back to the light. Lost in time, long forgotten, hung forever on the line, still waiting behind, still waiting forever. Truth, I know that really I'm still out there, still waiting, a wandering ghost forevermore, still out there, still waiting, I feel like I've been here before. I had never reckoned second, stretching to get over the line, but I'm all in pieces, sick as all my secrets, still now how they weigh on my mind. Lost in time, long forgotten, hung forever.
Forever. All right. Los Angeles, good evening. All right. It's going to be this kind of crowd, all right? I see, yeah. Nice. Is everybody okay? You're feeling good? You feeling good? Oh, it's been such a great tour. We're nearing the end of it, but we've had so much fun the whole way. It's just been so good to be back in the US of A. I know it's a weird time, but... But you guys, you've made us feel so welcome, and we have just had three of the best days in LA, so thanks for having us here as well. It's been a strange journey for me over the last few years. I know it's a while since the last Keane record. There have been some bumps in the road, but it really it's a story about a redemption of sorts. And this next song is about coming out of that dark place into a place of hope. It's called Hardened Heart. It's such a beautiful world. So why do I feel so down? I should be heading for somewhere. Instead of spinning around, round, round, I'm flying out of control. Headlong into the ground. And all the people that love me, they never know if I'm up, down, around. Everything I've got, I'm gonna lose the love. How I wish that I was not hurting everyone.
Come on, man, you gotta keep making the noise. You gotta stop, start, and then stop. That's it.
Come on. Come on. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
In terms of writing, from the sounds of it, it was almost like this was the most personal writing that you had ever done. This was truly your work, your album that you were working on, compared with Keane, where it was pretty much all co-writing before.
Well, Tim wrote the songs in Keane, you know, and it was very much his domain. So, you know, in the very early days of Keane, we both contributed songs to the band, but it sort of became apparent in the lead up to getting a record deal and Hopes and Fears, our first record, that you know, Tim had kind of stepped it up another gear, and I, you know, coupled with, you know, my voice really coming into its own around that time, it just, that was the dynamic that seemed to work, and it sort of remained the same, but you know, and so it was definitely one of the things that started to irk me over the years. You know, I wanted to have an outlet for my own creativity, but I needed to kind of create an environment for that to happen, and I think that, you know, obviously striking out and doing a solo record is the way I've done it.
For me, it's been the last 2 years have actually turned out rather perversely to be the two best years of my life. They've been incredible years. And it is it's pretty much 2 years to the day since I last had a drink or a drug, and so that's a good feeling. Anyway, the thing is, initially, what you have to do, I'm sure there are one or two of you out there who've had to go through this, right? Yeah, you, right, okay. One thing you have to do is you have to say sorry to the people that count in your life, because you've definitely upset them, right? Yeah. And, you know, the person closest to me is my wife, who's been with me for many years, and I definitely upset her a lot over the years. And I needed to patch things up with her, and I wanted to really make her realize that things were different this time, and that love for me is now something I'm desperate to cherish and cling on to, instead of seeing in the way I used to, which was incredibly paranoid and fearful of it. So I wrote this next song for her and all about that subject. It's called Solid Gold.
Thanks a lot. watching as the waves end your happy days. Many moons ago, and longer than you know. If I close my eyes, I can see you fighting in the tide. And it's so hard to let the memory die. So I just wanna know if you're alright. So I build a big machine. It's cleverer than I could ever dream. I get inside and I'm traveling through time. Stepping out the door, I find it by the shore. You
A lot of the songs are very personal and really almost seems to have an arc to the record where it kind of starts out in this bleak, bleak place and then it goes brighter. And really the song that we've been playing, KCSN, Quicksand, is almost like that in its own little mini way where it starts out with, you know, life's going to hit you down, life's going to take you out. But at the end of the day, it's about, you know, hey, at the end of the day, I'm there for you because it's written for your daughter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I wanted to write a song for her that didn't seem kind of too saccharine, and you know, which is hard when you have a kid, not to write something that's just kind of glowing and warm and cheesy. But I think, you know, there are sort of two aspects to my experience over the last few years, and particularly, you know, she was actually born, I say 2014 was a terrible year, it was the year she was born. And I think that kind of made it worse, the fact that I couldn't really look after her and I couldn't be trusted. So the fact that, there's that element that obviously now I'm right there for her and I can be a proper father to her. That's something I wanted to articulate in the song. But also just that, you know, I grew up in an environment where, you know, the more difficult emotions and the harder stuff in life was often kind of brushed away, and I was definitely kind of brought up to kind of deal with sad feelings on my own and repress them and kind of have that very isolated view of my emotional world. And I sort of wanted to bring my daughter up with a kind of more open approach to her emotional world, so she can talk about how she feels, and I think, you know, the honesty in the song is a kind of way to encourage that.
You've been knocked out, come around, shot down, shatter on the stony ground. You take it from me, it's how it'll be. Your dreams will come true, fall through, screw you, batter you to black and blue. You take it from me, it's how it'll be. Love's gonna leave you broken, time's gonna work you over. You get up, you get up, you keep rolling on. Life's gonna bring you glory, there's another side of the story. You get up and suck it up, you keep rolling on.
Yeah, take it from me, it's how it'll be. Through the good times, the sad times, oh, off you go. But take it from me, whatever you need, love's gonna leave you proud.
Right, here's a song about having hope for the future. Sound like a politician. Not some of them. I want you to help me sing at the end, all right? You'll know what to do. It'll become obvious.
Bound and gagged, I've never felt so sad. Stuck pushing through the rain. Two left feet. I drag my bones back down that same old road, try and take away the pain. I'm on a one-way track with nowhere to get back. There's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
probably the most striking thing to me in the record is the honesty, is the, it's blunt. It's not, you know, you're not beating around the bush. You're not, you know, trying to use cliches. A lot of times you're like, this is what's happening. It's incredible. Yeah. Like this is, was that a challenge for you as, because like we were talking about, this is really your first time where you're like, this is my total lead. These are all my songs. Was that a challenge for you really to get that honest in your music?
Well, it's strange because actually, no, in a way it wasn't. Like the most daunting thing that I faced was when, you know, when I was really at my kind of lowest ebb and when, you know, I was close to dying and certainly close to losing everyone in my life. You know, that it was at that point that I had to start changing my behavior, and I had to, like, you know, so I had to go from that place to being incredibly sort of open and trying to patch things up. And you know, obviously I had to stop taking drugs and drinking alcohol, and so to suddenly make all those changes, that was kind of terrifying, and that was really daunting, and that was the scariest thing I think I've ever had to do in my life. And I think once I got over that initial sort of moment, then I was able to you know, then it just became my kind of MO that I was wanted to be kind of completely candid about my problems, and so therefore it sort of found its way into the songwriting and, you know, subsequently into the interviews and all of that.
All right, look, here's another song. This was the first song that I kind of wrote when I got myself well. I had like 2 or 3 months where I just was useless, but I knew I couldn't take any more drugs, so I had just, you know, sat and bided my time and got my energy back, and then suddenly all these songs started flowing out of me, and this was the first one that I wrote. And it was, it's me pleading with my wife, saying, look, I'm serious this time. It's called Hold On To Our Love. Baby, we've been talking, all so insincere, just to fill the gap. And maybe we're sleepwalking down a road of fear, straight into a trap. Time has come between us, scratched a hole and let the darkness in. A shadow in between us, it's slowly taking over everything. So we've gotta hold on to our love, drag our bones from the dust. We have gotta hope we're strong enough, whatever the world throws at us. We have got let's go walking, walking hand in hand, down the road of fear. Well, now's the time for talking, the time to understand how we wound up here. Don't let the world defeat us, tear the future from the hands of time. To battle hardened dreamers, setting out across the cold black night. Yeah, we've gotta hold on to our love, drag to our love. to our love. Oh, hold on to our love. Oh. Song. It's a love letter to America. I on the bell tower took my view up at the downtowns and the avenues where the streets are wide. It's further to fall down as you fly so high. I've never seen such beauty. I've never seen such clear skies. I've never seen such hopes. I've never seen such tired eyes. And I wish that I could be everything you.
I'm walking down the empty empty streets we used to know. With all those teenage dreams of conquering the world, in between the boats along the quay, same old river staring back at me. She's watching everybody come and go. Carried here and washed away, given to the flow. But every time I go back there, I feel I'm winding up nowhere. Why keep asking it to deliver when those days are way down the river? There's gotta be time that I move on. Good old days, they are long gone. Let it carry me into the future, out of the background, into the foreground, giving it all to the river. So meet me somewhere new on some when you have shed the skin that holds me back from you.
Kind of looking into who inspired you for this record, Walker Brothers, Dusty mm-hmm. Springfield, Roy Orbison, what was it about those artists that really spoke to you in terms of writing the music side of things outside of the lyrics?
Or even the production. All those people that you name there, they have big, emotive, sort of epic voices that fit those kind of sweeping emotional songs, and so, you know, which is definitely my sort of style. I think those guys were certainly influences on a couple of the songs. Different songs. Probably I could think of other people as well who, like the Blue Nile, for example, were a massive influence. People like Ron Sexsmith and artists like that. There were so many different things that kind of crept into the thought process behind sort of producing the record as well.
Three,
How's it been going out on the tour on your own? How's that experience been where it's you? You're the guy out in front. It's all, you know, you're the guy in charge.
Well, I gotta say I do. I really am enjoying it. You know, it's obviously I make all the decisions and I sort of, you know, it's my thing and I sort of stand and fall by it. But actually I'm kind of enjoying that responsibility at this stage of my life. I think also just the nature of what it is. It's very different to the Keane thing. You know, I feel like I talk with complete authority about the songs from the stage. And that's not something I could do entirely with Keane, you know, because they were songs that were written by Tim. So being able to talk with that authority about the songs sort of adds something very special to the live shows for me. And also I'm, you know, surrounded by some incredible musicians who, you know, we're all getting to know each other out on the road. And and I think there's something really kind of exciting about these kind of burgeoning young friendships, you know. So yeah, the whole thing has been a complete blast, really.
And how do you kind of pick those songs for, like, tonight's a 20-song set list? How do you go? I mean, there's only 11 on the record, but how do you go about picking all
the
songs?
Well, there's 11 on
the
record. They all get played. And then there are a few B-sides. They get played. And then there's some Keane songs. You know, I think it's nice to make that connection. And particularly in America, you know, the record hasn't been out for very long. So a lot of the people turning up will know me from Keane. So it's nice to kind of satisfy them with a few Keane songs to kind of join the dots up, but you know, for the most part, really, I just want to tell my story, and you know, that's done through the songs and through what I say on the stage, and it seems to work really nicely.
You know what? I've done many shows in LA over the years, but in terms of the passion and the intensity in the room, nothing has matched tonight. It's been absolutely fantastic. you know what, every time I play a show like this these days, I just have this feeling of being completely overwhelmed by the reality that I now occupy. Because for a while I was so far away from this kind of this connection, this place where something feels authentic and real, you know, and we're all on the same page. And I was so isolated and so alone and so far removed from it. And I have to pinch myself sometimes to realize I'm in a place like this in front of people like you. So we got one last song to play for you. I mean, you know what? If you keep cheering, we might even come back again and do the whole charade again. It's a song that I wrote with Matt, who obviously you saw earlier on, and it's the first song that I wrote with him. And we talked a lot before writing this song about, you know, trying to find a sense of resolution in life by kind of going into your past and fishing out all the nasty, horrible bits and dealing with them for once and for all. So really, it's a song actually about ending up in a happy place. It's called See It So Clear. Thanks, everyone.
It was buried so deep, but I see it now, look back and see. From shadows the loneliness reaching for me. I will give it a home so it's never alone. Now there's nothing to fear. I see it so on like video. Love. Watching me. From shadows the loneliness reaching for me. I will give it a home so it's never alone. It was buried so deep, but I see it now, look back and see. From shadows the loneliness reaching for me. I will give it a home so it's never alone. Now there's nothing to fear. I see it so.
I expect you to sing along very loudly, okay?
Is this the place that I've been dreaming of?
All right, it's your turn then.
We appreciate all the work you put into this album, still being here, touring out here in America. It's Tom Chaplin. He's playing songs off of his new record on tour called The Wave. Great. And we thank him so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.